Hello, listeners. Welcome to Azúcar Morena on CITR 101.9 FM. We are live from the occupied territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Thank you for being here, listening Azúcar Morena again. I hope you are having a great Thursday. Today is August 14, and today I have a very interesting topic. Unfortunately, I can't have those special guests that I try to bring every show, but I'm sure they're gonna come for the next show. Today, it's gonna be about performance that is inspired in immigrant stories, experiences, and feelings. And it called Camino y Despedida in Spanish, which could be the path and the farewell. What does it sound like to you? For me, it makes me think about the date and all the process, all the experiences that I've been having since I took the decision to move, to left my home country, my hometown, my family, friends, even my pet. I left everything because I want to have a different experience, and because my heart told me at that time, just do it. You have to do it. And this performance, it's about all of this. Embrace culture, language, and identity. This is performance co-created by six Latin American artists from Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. This work blend dance, live music, and multilingual texts to explore the emotional landscapes of migration and hope. Because at the end, that's what we have, right? Hope. We have a plan. We have a vision. We have expectations that what we decide or desire that happens when we follow or dreams. And maybe at the beginning, we are not sure what is that dream or what is those dreams. So when you are in a country that everything, absolutely everything, it's new, language, culture, customs, everything, it's like a crash. That's how I can describe it. It's a crash in front of your eyes, in your ears, and in your mind, because it's different. And while you are, you know, trying to figure it out, how to get involved in all of that, you never know what's going to happen next. You're planning to have a certain job. You're having maybe to plan, or you're planning to go, or maybe you already have a plan to go to school. You know what school, you know which career, et cetera, et cetera. And at the end, maybe those plans can change because it's I forgot the word, even in Spanish. But that's the point. And this performance, it's going to be on August. We are in August, yes. 29 and 30, if I'm not wrong. But I have all the information here. Also, I want to share some part of an interview that one of those artists have. And I have music, obviously. The music is not part of this performance, but it's music. So I hope you enjoyed this show. And I hope also you can empathize with this topic.
Haciendo realidad todos mis sueños, sin reparar en que te siento lejos, gozando mi estrenada libertad, y solo voy tratando inútilmente de entenderme, andando por no andar parado siempre, echándome sin alas a volar para borrar las huellas. Ser materia inerte, echándome sin alas, echándome sin alas, echándome sin alas a volar, a volar.
terminar. Deja que yo te cuente mis heridas. Yo sé que te dejé tener mi vida y juntos las untamos de sangre.
Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across four continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music production, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students, Shadow Sam, and Real DJ Gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Oh, dude! I just totally blew my tires! Why were you even going so fast? I was trying to make it to the CITR block party at Green Auto. The CITR block party. Don't you know about the CITR block party? Dude, I totally understand why you blew your tires now.
You heard it here first, folks. CITR's block party at Green Auto is happening this August 31st at 3 p.m. The CITR block party at Green Auto is completely free. But if you'd like to donate, 100% of the proceeds will go towards Megaphone Magazine. There will also be readings from the writers of Megaphone Magazine's Voices of the Street anthology. Thank you so much, and we'll see you August 31st at Green Auto for the CITR block party. More details posted on our social media at Fanta Records on Instagram.
Estamos de regreso en Azúcar Morena. Estás escuchando CITR 101.9 FM. Estamos en vivo desde los territorios ocupados por las personas Musqueam desde la Universidad de Columbia Británica. Y continuando con el tema de camino y despedida, tengo un giveaway. So, if you are interested in this performance and you want to go, you just need to call here. The studio, the phone of the studio, it's 604-822-2487. And I'm gonna make very easy questions. So just keep listening, Azúcar Morena, and you can call. So this performance is presented by Tempo Dance and Visual Art. And obviously, it's in Vancouver, BC. And I want to share a little bit of the what is behind this creation. After 3 years, about 3 years, of this creative process by these six Latin American artists that I mentioned before, which is Marco Exer. I hope I pronounce it well. Marco is a queer Mexican dance artist, choreographer, and embodiment facilitator based in Vancouver. Another artist is Carla Alcantara. She is a Mexican choreographer, co-director of Tempo Dance and Visual Art, blending dance and visual storytelling. Carolina Silva, Colombian singer, songwriter, and musician who merged folkloric and classical Latin American music. Isadora Diaz, she's a Brazilian dance artist and cultural worker, rooted in Afro-Brazilian heritage and queer identity. Oh, this is a hard name. Richard, queer Mexican multidisciplinary artist, exploring hybrid spaces between sound, body, and visual media. Rodrigo Herbert, indigenous Mexican emerging dancer and refugee whose work explores identity and healing. So, six Latin American artists, and the work has evolved into a full-length ensemble performance that asks, what does it mean to live a part of ourselves behind to survive? How do we carry memory, loss, and hope through migration? Just answer yourself if you have the answer. If not, maybe it's not about words, it's about feelings that you can just feel it. You cannot express by words. And the performance waves together Spanish, Portuguese, Nahuatl, and English, bringing Latin American stories with North American audiences, with original movement, music, and poetic text. The work evokes sorrow, joy, nostalgia, and connection, capturing the emotional complexity of migration and the will to belong. About this event, it's gonna be on Friday, August 29th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, August 30th at 2 p.m. The location, it's on Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center. It's in Vancouver. And the giveaway, you just need to tell me one of the name of the artist. You can also text me on Instagram if you follow Azúcar Morena. And The other one, I need to take a look somewhere here. Where is my text? Very easy questions. What's the name of the performance? And you can have a discount for your tickets. Two tickets. So, if you are an immigrant, you know exactly how all of this feels. Sometimes, I don't know if this happened to you, but you go back to your hometown, to your home country, and it's that feeling that it's not your place anymore, but at the same time, it's like you never move out. I don't know if that makes sense. And when you come back to where you're currently living, it's like home, but it's not. So it's a weird feeling, and I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about. The song that I play, it called A Volar, and that's what we do, or that's what we did when we left our home. We just open our wings and we fly away for something better, to follow those bigger dreams that maybe it's taking some time. But you just need to keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up. And just never, never lose hope. After the next song, I'm gonna share some part of an interview with Marco, which is one of the artists that is part of this creative performance. And just enjoy the music.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneofegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
Yes, I miss you. I miss so much things from my country, my friends, my family, my pet that it's not here anymore. I miss my bedroom, my mom for sure. And now, this interview, it almost made me cry, but it touched my heart for sure. Of course, we want to know what inspired to Marco and all those artists to create this performance, Camino y Despedida. And Marco shared that is, I'm gonna say this part in Spanish, que esta pieza nació de un profundo sentimiento de nostalgia por su país. Después de 3 años de vivir en Vancouver, navegando por las complejas emociones de alegría y anhelo, comenzó a explorar temas con Coastal City Ballet en una pieza que fue en el 2021 titulada Aeropuertos Llenos de Esperanza. Qué bonito nombre. El público y los colaboradores inmigrantes se identificaron, obviamente, profundamente con esta pieza. Y obviamente lo motivó a seguir expandiendo este trabajo en otras residencias. Y también cualquier otra oportunidad de actuación que se le presentara. Marco ha vivido durante 6 años en Vancouver y ha tenido que construir este camino sin una residencia permanente. Lo cual, como muchos sabemos, eso nos limita o pone un poquito mucho más de obstáculos para cualquier cosa. En este caso, para él, era el acceso a la financiación y aún así aprendió que en esta ciudad, y es verdad, yo lo he visto, lo he comprobado, la colaboración entre artistas y organizaciones hace posible los proyectos y ha encontrado un inmenso apoyo en grupos como Dance West Network y el Centro Cultural Latinoamericano de Vancouver, que han respaldado desde las primeras interacciones que tuvo de trabajo con ellos. So, I'm gonna translate this. For Marco, what was the inspiration? Well, he started with another project, our project that it called Airport Filled with Hope. And they realized that the audience and the collaborators connect with this performance. So he took the opportunity to expand this project. And also, he's been here for 6 years without a permanent resident, which many of us know that this can make everything a little bit more hard or harder. But as an artist, or if you are in the art community, you can realize that doesn't matter where you are from, what's your status here, for how long you've been here, they give you the opportunity, they support your art, they open the doors, they open their arms for you, and they give you that chance to expand your projects, your art. They share. I can say that the arts community, maybe it's not big if you compare with another how you call it, cities, or I forgot. It's not that big, but you can see it's son tan abrigadores, si puedo decirlo así, porque no importa a veces tanto quizá la experiencia que tengas, no importa, como mencioné, el estatus que tienes, obviamente dependiendo, ¿no?, quizá el proyecto, pero siempre creo que hay una oportunidad para que puedas compartir tu arte. So this is the case of Marco, and the artists that collaborate in this project. Y otra de las preguntas que se hicieron en esta entrevista fue que él describió esta obra como algo muy personal, profundamente personal. Y claro que sí. Entonces, ¿cómo él esperaba que la audiencia, el público que no era de orígenes latinoamericanos o que no son migrantes o inmigrantes, ¿cómo iban a conectar con este tema? Obviamente hablamos de empatizar, ¿no? Y él menciona algo súper interesante que alguna vez tuve en una plática con un amigo que es totalmente cierto. Obviamente él se hizo esta pregunta antes y desde el principio de esta obra. Y se dio cuenta de que el arquetipo viajero existe en todos. Todos experimentamos cambios y también nos lamentamos a medida que vamos creciendo. Nos despedimos, esta parte tocó mi corazón. Nos despedimos de partes de nosotros mismos al entrar en nuevas fases, tal cual. Los aeropuertos y las estaciones de tren, esos espacios públicos que son transitorios, son metáforas de la conexión humana. Y sí, ¿cuántas personas no te cruzas en tu camino que son extraños y que muy rara vez, conoces la historia de esas personas? Y en esta pieza de Camino y Despedida, justo te invita a preguntarte, ¿cuáles son las historias que me rodean? ¿Cómo puedo mirar a los demás con más empatía? So, you go in the SkyTrain, you go in the bus, and maybe you can start a conversation with the person next to you. If you start the conversation, obviously you can maybe share each other your story. You can maybe it is an immigrant, maybe not. But how many times you tried to do that? Even more here in this city that is a multicultural society. En esta ciudad o en este país que hay tanta diversidad cultural, puede ser desde justamente el conductor del autobús, puede ser el mesero o puede ser tu colega o hasta tu amante. Y todos nos hemos cruzado con personas de diferentes culturas. Everyone, I'm sure almost everyone, this is a very important part, we live in a multicultural society, whether it's a bus driver, server, colleague, or lover, we have all crossed paths with people from different cultures. Immigration stories affect us all. And by recognizing that, we build empathy and strength. We start seeing the emotional landscape, migration careers, and we can reflect more critical on the system around it. Es verdad. Creo que si nos detenemos un poquito a observar y nos abrimos un poquito más a compartir, podríamos darnos cuenta de justamente esas historias de quien está al lado de nosotros y podemos empatizar con ellos. El tiempo se va volando aquí y yo quiero compartir más música antes de irnos, así que solo sigan disfrutando de Azúcar Morena con más música.
Thank you. Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Me fui. Decidí el camino sin saber lo que depararía el destino, dejando mi lugar favorito. Lo dejé con alegría por el sueño que mi corazón seguiría. Lo dejé con nostalgia por todo aquello que se quedaría, lo que en una maleta jamás cabría. Me fui con miedo, incertidumbre. Y en aquella maleta cargaba lo que hoy en día me mantiene a flote, la esperanza. I grow this maybe 2-3 years ago, about 2 years ago. And this is about when I left home. How I feel then and now after. So I was a little bit afraid. I was excited as well, because I didn't know what it's gonna happen. And sometimes now, when I feel lost, hope is just hope. Hoping that everything it's gonna be okay at the end. When the situations turn a little bit difficult, and at the end, everything, it just flow, I think. So this show, it's almost the end of this show. Pero, antes de irnos, the last part of this interview with Marco. How was the process with the collective of creators or co-creators of this performance? How these 6 artists from different cultural, musical, and dance backgrounds shaped the final performance. So Marco met each collaborator at different points in his life. And what unit them was sharing desire to expand creativity. Dancers want to sing, musicians want to move, and he want to use text to express things his body couldn't fully articulate, that's the word. I remember when I met Marco, he told me a little bit about this project. And It sounds very interesting since we talk about it. Because all of the artists in this project start exploring another disciplines because they just want to. And this was the opportunity. This is the opportunity. So obviously they share what they want to do and their story about their immigration journeys. And it's Camino y Despedida. This performance that, as I said, if you want to see, if you want to go, it's going to be on August 29th and August 30th. August 29th at 7:30 p.m. and 30th at 2 p.m. Roundhouse Community Arts. So if you are interested on this performance, you can go to the link, which is temp, so TEMPODBA.com. So you can get your tickets there. And if you follow Azúcar Morena, also you can just contact me and I'll give you a discount for these tickets. Thank you so much for listening. And I hope you're back for the next show. Enjoy the rest of your night. It's almost Friday. But if you're working on weekends, it doesn't matter. I know. Thank you again. I send you hugs and kisses.
Elves are gone, psychotic at that MIA concert. He thought himself a black Jedi and a philosopher, reading in the Wookiee's frown, destruction. He taught himself Boogie Down Productions. The roommates asking could he count the muffins. All his study to read Pound, it was for nothing. There's far more wisdom in Missy Elliott. Her precision clean and definite. Rappers erect and prominent as Q-tip. And NWA to the cops, they're red.
Hello, and welcome to The Mix Soup, a healthy broth for your hair bones. My name is Dune, and if you're